G'day folks, and welcome back to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic, thanking each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen to my little podcast, proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions. If you haven't been there already and checked out my creative journey, go check out www.freekproductions.com. Why is it spelled with two E's? Well, if you look it up, it means too weird to be a freak. So, on with the show. And I just want to say a quick shout out and thank you to every single person that has been taking the time to listen to this podcast. Your support's been amazing. I've had some great feedback. Some of the stories have received a lot of love. And I hope to keep that trend going with some of these incredibly inspiring people that I get on this show. And I also want to say a huge thank you to everyone that has purchased a copy of my debut children's book, Fly Bat Fly. I am so proud of what I've accomplished in putting out my first children's book, and I can't honestly thank you all enough for supporting my creative journey through my comic books and now my children's book and even this podcast. So thank you, everyone. It's a lot of work, but your support means everything to me, so thank you. Now, this week's episode, I am all kinds of ecstatic about this guest because I have a deep love for the convention circuit, like the Supernovas, the Oz Comic Cons, the Capricons, Acacons, all the cons out there. And one of the greatest parts of those conventions is the cosplay community. Phenomenal community. Look, you've only got to go to any one of these conventions to see the level of talent that attends these events. And by talent, I mean these people that don't just slap on any old outfit. A lot of these people hand build a lot of these costumes. And I'm talking about the armor. I'm talking about some of the intricate details that they don't just buy off some shitty website. They hand make this stuff themselves and assemble it. It's very time consuming. It's very cost consuming. But they do it because they love it. And that freedom of expression in the photography they take part in, down to walking around these conventions and getting photos with avid fans, it's a whole different level of exhilaration that I applaud. And this week's guest, I speak to an admirable person. She's known as the Aussie Huntress, but I know her as Emily. She's a wonderful human being who's an absolute passionate fan of the Predator franchise, the lore, just the whole mythology behind it. So much so, she was engrossed from a young age, from 8 years old, and she's grown into a passionate fan that has built her own Predator costume. Her boyfriend even has one as well, and she's got an amazing Instagram profile filled with incredible photography of her in this incredible Predator armor that she's hand built a lot of the components herself. And it's really cool that we get to have this conversation where she tells us a little bit about the process and what goes into it, what inspired her to do this, and her aspirations beyond the Predator. So it's a really great chat. I love chatting to Emily, and I'm excited because it's my first chat with someone from the cosplay community. So I hope you enjoy this one as much as I enjoyed doing it. And huge thanks to Emily, and enjoy my chat with the Aussie Huntress here on Happy Days. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. Thanks so much for jumping on the Happy Days broadcast and sharing your Happy Days with me.
No, that's good. Thank you for letting me join.
Yeah, this is so cool because we've
communicated on and off on the socials, and I'm a huge fan of what you do. I think it's super cool, and I thought it'd be really cool if we just have a little chat about what you do and what you love.
I would love to. Yes, thank you.
Cool. So, for those that have just joined in, or you know, just missed the intro altogether, you're otherwise known as the Aussie Huntress. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Aussie Huntress. Yes.
I love
that's
it.
That's me.
You know what's super cool about this is that you are my actual first cosplayer to have on this podcast, which is all kinds of exciting for me, because I've been wanting to do this for some time to talk to the cosplay community.
Nice. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
and what a way to start with, like, one of my favorite cosplay styles, the Predator, man. I love what you bring to it. It's so cool.
Thank you. I've loved it since I was 14. That's when I got into it, was when I was 14 years old. And that's when I first got my Predator costume as well.
So cool. Well, that's basically where I want to start off is what, I mean, I dare say I'm answering my own question here, but I dare say your love of the Predator started from watching Predator early on. Would that be a safe bet?
It actually started when I was 8 years old. My dad letted me watch Predator 2 when I was young, which I wasn't supposed to. And years
go, Dad.
Yeah. Years go by. Yeah. I got to the age of 14, watched Predators, the third one.
Right.
And I just all of a sudden fell in love with the entire franchise. And I instantly went into the lore, to the games, to the comics, to the movies. I watched all the Alien Predator movies nonstop every single night. Mm-hmm. I just became a huge fan. That inspired me so much to get my own Predator costume.
That is so cool, man. Like, I love that. Like, that is the makings of a true fan, in my opinion. Like, that's passion right there. What was it about, like, the Predator that just drew you to the whole thing, like, that made you just go from loving the movie like normal people do to just becoming just full-blown, hey, I want to be the Predator?
I like mostly about Predator is the design. It's so unique. The design of the Predator is very creative, how they design the face is what is the trademark of the Predator. You cannot miss it. Anyone can easily recognize Predator with the face. That's the easiest distinguished part of the Predator. And I just love it. I love the design. I love his hunting. I love the lore about who they are and what they do as a species. And I just think that's a fantastic way to depict the character. And that's what I love about them so much.
Yeah, I love the expansion of the universe as well that we've seen in the ongoing movies as well as the comic books. I'm not sure if you read much of the comic books that have been out there, but it's just such an expansive universe these days.
It has. There's a lot of theories going on about the connections with other type of sci-fi genre, but I just stick with the AVP universe. I'm just known for that, so I just stick with that one.
I think, you know, when in doubt, it's always good to just keep it simple, silly.
Yeah,
that's the best mantra ever. So with, like, you know, when you made the decision to, you know, take that appreciation of the Predator that one step further and start cosplaying, I mean, what was the appeal that drew you to the cosplaying? Was it the idea of just wanting to dress like the Predator, or did you go to a convention and go, holy shit, there's a whole universe of people that dress up?
It actually, the entire idea of the Predator design inspired me. I fell in love with it so much. I wanted my own costume. So it took me over 6 years to plan it. And then
incredible.
2020, that's when I first getting together.
Wow, that's so, I mean, can you give us a little insight in the process of that? You know, like, you don't have to go too deep into it, but just like, just some of the, you know, the key fundamentals that you needed to go to make this happen.
So because of my size, it's very hard to find a real Predator costume. They're mostly for people who are at the type as a height and a width, you could say. Yep. So for my body size, I had to find something that was going to fit me. And it was very hard because there wasn't a lot of body part armors that was going to fit my body. So I had to wait out until there was armors that I could wear that was fit my body. So it took me a whole year process to get all the gear together.
That's amazing. What, I mean, you would have to have incredible patience for that, wouldn't you?
I did, yes. I had to spend hundreds of dollars on body armors and all sorts. Yeah.
That's so cool. And like, I'm imagining, has each piece started to come together, like the anticipation, the excitement, that would have really heightened for you as well?
It was, yes. Each time I was always getting new bits and pieces. I was fixing it up, adjusting it to my body size. I just had to be patient into getting the rest of the parts.
That's so cool. And you know what's really, really cool also is that I read that your boyfriend is also an avid Predator cosplayer as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
That is so cool. I mean, nothing says true love like in cosplay like than two lovebirds dressing up as their favorite characters, right?
Yes, that's right. We're gonna do it one day. We're gonna get together, dress up, and go crazy at cons. That's what
I love it. Oh, that is so cool. With the like, you know, you're saying with buying all the body parts and the armor and all that sort of thing. Is there an element of it where you try to utilize and put your own spin on it as well, like your own little signature to the design?
I had to create most of the parts myself because the parts I was looking for didn't exist. So I had to make it myself. So they are my signature parts in the costume that I've made entirely to suit my body.
That's so cool. I love that. It must be a incredibly gratifying feeling as well when you assemble these parts yourself. And you know, when you're standing in the mirror looking at yourself in full view, like, I mean, can you take us through that first moment when you first assembled the costume and you just looked at it? Did you just have like a complete meltdown or were you just elated?
I sort of melted from the inside. This was what I was waiting for so many years. And when it finally came true, I sort of cried inside in joy and happiness. I was so relieved that it finally happened.
I'm so happy for you, man. That's exciting. Yeah, that's so cool. And like, have you done many conventions in this cosplay?
The only convention I've done was the 2022 Supernova Perth.
Yeah, cool.
That was the only one that I did because the other ones had got shut down due to COVID, so it had to wait until 2022 to come back. Sure.
Well, and when you got to do that convention, like as a cosplayer, I mean, I've been to quite a few of these over the years and I love seeing, I've cosplayed a little bit myself, but I love seeing the reactions that a lot of the cosplayers get. Do you live for that moment of getting that recognition for your efforts? You know, when people come up and give you compliments like, oh, that is the sickest Predator costume or, you know, words to that effect.
Yeah, I've just been waiting for that. You know, I put so much time and effort, and that's all I was just hoping to make everyone smile. That's what
absolutely.
I did.
That's so cool. I love it. And do you have like you know, are you sort of happy where you are now with the costume, or do you sort of hunger for adding more or evolving pieces?
I've been saying that for a while every time I used to put the suit back on, but I'm pretty happy to how it's finalized itself right now.
It looks amazing because, I mean, if anyone takes a moment to have a look at the Aussie Huntress Instagram page, the photography, the photos you do in the costume, they look incredible. It looks just so epic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, we're huge fans of it at the Rad Podcast and, we tip our hat to you, mate. It's job well done, really, honestly. So
thank you.
So another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, moving on from there, is lately you've posted a lot of really cool images, and you know what I'm about to bring up.
Yeah.
This obsession, you've got me just all kinds of excited for you, but jealous at the same time. You have a very incredibly growing collection of Aliens and Predator related video games building. How's the collection coming along?
It's coming along very fine. I so far have bought every single possible game except for one. There is one that I'm still waiting on.
And which one's that?
It is the Aliens, the comic book adventure. That is the one I'm waiting for.
What?
Yes.
This is crazy, man. Because I like, seeing your post inspired me to go on YouTube and look at the evolution of Aliens games, and I'm just blown away by some of the games I saw. Like, you posted the other day a screenshot of Aliens. I think it was a PC game.
Yes, Aliens, the computer game.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Me neither. I didn't either.
I was completely blown away. And have you had a chance to play many of these games?
Unfortunately, I don't have any of the consoles to play the game except for an Xbox 360. I can't play any of the other games.
But you know what? At least you've got the games.
That's what I try to say to people. I don't care if I can't play them. As long as I have them in the collection, I'm happy.
But that's the thing, man. You're a passionate fan and collector. So it's kind of, it goes hand in hand, really, to, you know, have that as much as everything else in the, you know, in the collectibles universe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because truth be told, one day the day will come, you will get your hands on the right gaming consoles that you'll be able to play certain games on, and it'll be an exciting day, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I've had this in my collection for a while and I can finally play it.
That's so cool. That's so cool. So I won't hold you up too much longer, but if I can just pick your brain real quick, you know, has obviously a bit of an expert on the Predator universe and everything. What's your lowdown on the movies? Like, you know, what are your thoughts with the new one with Prey? Were you a satisfied fan?
I was satisfied and dissatisfied in some parts, but the reason why, because I understood the reason for what happened. Sure. I enjoyed the movie. I very much enjoyed the movie. Loved the music, loved the Predator design.
Yeah.
The face I'm not too keen about, but it was still a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree. You know, like any good franchise, you know, I hate using the word franchise, but it's, yeah, it just seems the normal thing to do. But, you know, like any of these sort of things, sometimes the plot can take radical, weird twists, and it doesn't always go to plan, does it?
Nah, but at least we got something. At least we got something.
Yeah. What about like Alien versus Predator? Did that series excite you at all?
I was a kid when I first watched it. It scared the hell out of me. But when I got older, I started enjoying it more.
But
the funny thing was, at first, I didn't enjoy the fact that Alien and Predator got together. I much prefer them being separate, actually. Yeah. But they're together, so I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. I think I'm still a fan of, like, the original Easter egg tease we got in Predator 2.
Yes. Yeah, the skull on the wall.
Like, I felt like that was all we needed to see as fans. I didn't really care too much about having that face-to-face confrontation because I thought it's just going to be overblown. And pretty much what I saw on AVP, I was just like, it's cool, but I don't know. Yeah. Yep. I guess they got to go in these sort of weird directions. What about the comic book series? Have you read the new Predator Marvel comic series at all?
Unfortunately, no. I have read most of the old ones that have been out for a while, but I haven't read the Marvel
series. Oh, I think you'd get a kick out of the new series.
No.
It's... As a passionate comic book nerd fan, I highly recommend it.
All right. Yeah.
It's a decent read. Sorry to be a bad influence there.
No. I love reading the comics. I love reading the comics.
Yeah, cool. So, we you know, getting back to the cosplay as well, like, to wear the costume as well, is it a incredibly taxing process for you? Like, physically, is it like a lot of cosplayers that I've spoken to talk about, you know, the fatigue they get from wearing the costumes, you know, for long periods of time. And that is the Predator costume something that's fairly easy to wear for you? Like
it's
a second skin?
Fairly easy. When I wear it, I don't put any weight on me. It doesn't feel like I'm wearing a lot of things, but there is some parts that dig into your skin after a while. If you keep wearing it, that's usually the only flaw.
Yeah. How hardcore do you go with the weapons? Like, do you have like the shoulder cannons or anything like that?
I did originally have the shoulder cannon, but it didn't
so
fit.
Cool.
It didn't fit properly on my shoulder, so I had to remove that.
Oh, you know you've got to get the shoulder cannon again at some point.
I still have the shoulder cannon. It's just not applicable on my shoulder right now.
Well, thank Christ there's a bloody awesome community of people out there that can help with tips and ideas on how to fix all that sort of stuff. So
yeah,
you never know,
is.
Man.
Yep.
You never know. Actually, my friend Terry Beck Cosplay, he's a bit of a tech guru with that sort of stuff. He builds the Space Marine armor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a good man to talk to. So, yeah, a bit of a plug for him out there. So, one last thing for you in closing with the future of the cosplaying of what you do. Do you have aspirations as a cosplayer for what you do? Or are you just content fulfilling your vision of being able to dress as your favorite character?
You could say I fulfilled my dream. Let's just say that. I fulfilled my dream. I've been playing this for a long time. People doubted me, and look at me now.
That's so cool, man. Like, I mean, I don't know. I feel this incredible sense of accomplishment when you set a goal and you kick it. So, I mean, as a cosplayer, I don't know a great too much about that sort of thing, but I can only imagine how satisfactory it must feel to your self-confidence and to your ability to set a goal and kick the shit out of it. Would I be right in saying that?
You could say I have never achieved much in life. I didn't have much achieving goals to set for, but that was. And even though it took many years, the key for that was just patience and staying in hope. Just keep hoping, stay in that line that you want, stay with that goal. And it may take forever, but I achieved that.
I like that. That's really good advice for anyone listening, man. That's super, super cool. And have you had much love from like fellow cosplayers out there that do alien inspired or predator inspired cosplay out in the international waters?
I've had a few contacts with them. They've told me congratulations on your costume. Looks fantastic. I'm really glad that you've pulled it off. Thank you very much. I've done my best.
Yeah, that's awesome, mate. Well done. Good on you. Well, mate, I got to tip my hat to you once again. You're an absolute inspiration. I'm a big fan of what you do, and I think the world needs more people like you, just setting goals and just kicking them, man. Like, that's fantastic. And I'm just so happy that I got a chance to talk to you like this and share your story with the rest of the universe. I think it's great.
No, thank you for inviting me. I'm really happy to share out this information to everyone.
Absolutely. Do you have any other last tidbits of info that you want to share, or you're happy with what we've covered?
Everything is good. I have that avatar costume that I did. I don't know if you've seen that. I did do a avatar costume that I've recently made. I'm still trying to think if I should wear that at the movies to go see Avatar in it.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I think I should.
It's your duty as a fan to do these things.
Yes, a big time Avatar fan, so I'm looking forward to that commitment.
Cool.
Yes, yeah.
That's so cool. Just one quick question on that. With, you know, you've done Predator, now you're doing Avatar as well. Is there any other like characters out there that you have aspirations to maybe conquer in the future, or we've hit the bases?
I'm hoping to do a few Mortal Kombat characters. There is one particularly. Yes.
Dude, serious?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like any nuggets of information there? Like any little clues?
I found one. I'm not too sure on that yet. I just have to see if I can modify it into my own version to make it look more cooler, you could say.
Mate, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that whatever you do, it's going to look freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, mate. And thanks so much for sharing your happy days with me. It's been an absolute treat and pleasure to speak to you on here. And I hope people listen to this and get inspired by your story.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm always glad to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. And for anyone that's, you know, as curious as I am about these video games that Emily's been collecting, you can actually see full video game playthrough on YouTube of these games, and it's bloody awesome.
It is, yep. Really entertaining.
It is, eh?
Yes.
Awesome, mate. Well, all the best here, and we'll have to do this again sometime and do an update with the Avatar outfit.
Yes, I'm working on that one in a while, you could say, yeah. I've been having to drop out for a bit because of studies, but I'm getting back to it.
Oh, mate. All these things happen organically, and when it does, it's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
And that concludes my chat with Emily, the Aussie Huntress. Massive thanks to her for taking the time to share her happy days with me. And best of luck to her with her Predator adventures, as well as her Avatar costume. I can't wait to give an update with that one. And hopefully we can do a follow-up episode with Emily in the near future. If you enjoyed this episode and want to check out others like it, all you got to do is hit the like and subscribe button. It's very simple. I'm sure you've done it with a few other really cool podcasts or bands that you love. So do the same for this channel. Whatever podcast platform you're listening on, hit the like and subscribe, and go that one step further and leave a little review. Like 5 stars. I'm not asking for much. 5 stars is cool. Gives you brilliant karma and brings good fortune to your day anyway. So at least I think so anyway. That's a theory and I'm sticking with it. And tell your friends about the show. I've got some phenomenal guests on this program. I've spoken to rock stars, movie stars, school teachers, school principals. The list goes on, man. So former world champion boxers even. So, you know, there's some friggin' cool, inspiring people on this show that are well worth checking out on this platform. So, yeah, subscribe, go back in time and have a listen to some of these chats. They're really cool. And who knows, you might even get inspired by a few of them. So, till next time, I hope you'll have an amazing week, a positive week. Let it be filled with happiness. Set yourself some goals and go and kick them. And if you love listening to two guys talk an absolute jargle, tune in on Fridays to Freaky Friday, the horror podcast that I do with my pal Jake Reddy, where we talk about all things horror. It's all kinds of fun and silliness. And we continue the fun into Saturdays with our Rad podcast. So check those two shows out. Bit of fun. I do it because I love it. And that's the way life should be, right? Do what you love. Till then, I look forward to having you all here next week. Tell your friends about us. And take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And stay happy. Cheers.